I'm Jennifer Fuller, and coming up this month, a group of students as well as researchers and faculty members at Southern Illinois University will begin what's called the Carbondale Study. You may get a visit from some of those students who will be conducting some surveys over the next couple of weeks, looking at the climate in Carbondale and some specific issues. One of the researchers involved in that team is Scott McClurg. He's a professor of journalism and political science at SIU Carbondale, and he's in studio with us. Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
When we talk about the Carbondale study, there are so many issues in any community. How do you boil down exactly what you're looking for, and what are some of the topics that you'll be focusing on?
That's a great question. It's not easy, is the first thing I should say. What we did in terms of narrowing our focus on this one, we wanted to look at the most salient issues in town that we were aware of. Some of the things we're really interested in are the relationship between the university and the city, questions of the neighborhoods within the city, and also things like crime and economic development.
Sure. These are questions, these are issues that communities all over the country are really trying to take a look at and see if they can either revitalize or strengthen what's already there. You're involving students with this, not just graduate students who would be working on research, but also undergraduate students. How important is it for them not just to get this research experience, but to understand how these communities are working and some of the issues they're dealing with?
Oh, I think it's very, very important. By training, I'm a political scientist. And one of the things that I've learned is that we're pretty good at understanding national government, but not necessarily what's happening right behind us, behind our fence or next door. And I think it's really, especially for the students, to really get a good sense of the community and the issues around here. And they can see firsthand whether or not their voice is being heard or if it's even part of the conversation. And that's one of the things we really hope the students are going to take away with this project and their participation.
So the students will begin their canvassing. They're going out in teams starting the weekend of March 20th. And that's after the students get back from spring break, of course. They'll be out in the field for a couple of weeks and then start the tabulation and the analysis of what people had to say. How involved would the students be then in the final parts of this project in terms of publishing and presenting the information?
So at this point, we've kind of left that a little undefined because we want the students to be able to feel free to do what they want to do with it. Some of them are doing it for just class credit. Others I'm hoping are going to get intrigued with what's going on. Then maybe they'll, start looking a little bit more closely. And I'm really hopeful that some of them are going to write some honors theses based on this data. I think the nice thing is that they already have a connection to all the researchers on the project. And so they already have somebody that they're comfortable with. And so hopefully they'll build that relationship even more and they can, continue to do things like this. And I think it can't be overstated that this is exactly the kind of thing that the social sciences can do to help students get jobs. I mean, there are lots of jobs out there that have to do with policy, have to do with surveys and things like that. And that's always been in our mind when we were working on this project.
Sure. That practical application to the information they're getting in the class, of course.
Well, even the connection between the practical and the theoretical or what we're doing in class a little bit. I think one of the motivations here is that the students oftentimes don't see the theoretical material as all that relevant to their life. And we're hoping this is going to help at least some of them make that connection a little bit more explicitly as they transition to a more professional context.
Sure, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that this is not just a journalism and political science project. You've got researchers and students from sociology, criminology, political science, the honors program, journalism, really runs the gamut in terms of the groups, the disciplines that would be interested in things like this.
Absolutely. In fact, that was one of our goals right at the outset is to not make this a project just about politics or criminology, but really thinking a little bit more about how we can blend what we all know together for both the students and for good, high-quality research.
Sure. And of course, the students will be out in teams. You may see them. They'll have T-shirts. They'll be asking questions, going door to door and talking to people starting March 20th. And that'll run for a couple of weeks, perhaps into the first week of April. And then the tabulation and the analysis begins. Scott, I hope we can have you back in as things progress and really talk about what you're finding and what people are having to say about these issues.
Well, we'd love to come back and tell you about it as soon as we know what we know.
Sure, absolutely. The Carbondale Project, the Carbondale Study kicks off later this month, and you can get more information if you'd like by emailing Scott. That's McClurg, McClurg, at siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.